Stories from the Wall. This is a podcast of the National Memorial for the Unborn. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Memorial for the Unborn, it's a ministry that we established to bring honor to children who have been lost to abortion and to heal the hurt of those families that have been traumatized by abortion. We also provide service to those who have suffered miscarriage. The National Memorial for the Unborn is located in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and has been there for 30 years on the site of the funeral. And today, on this podcast session, we are welcoming Ann Caldwell and Wendy Williams. And welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So glad you're here today. We're going to start out with Ann because she's going to tell us a little bit about her story.
Sure. Thank you, Regina, for doing this and all your leadership with the memorial. I had unfortunate unplanned pregnancy when I was 19 in college. And at the time, the culture, I'm 63 now, so that was a long time ago. At the time, the culture really made it so seamless to get an abortion. And it was very acceptable, really, and we never considered anything else. So in my college town, I went to a nearby OBGYN office that was recommended by a friend of a friend of a friend who had all that information already. And I went there on a Thursday to be screened, I guess. And then I went back on Saturday. Needless to say, I have very, very clear memories of the event, the sounds and the sights, the people in the waiting room and the machinery. I think I'm not alone in that. I think those things are really traumatic. And so they stick. And I also have really clear memories of my suffering, which I just cried. I mean, I guess hormones and emotions. Cried. And then I put it in a box where it stayed. And I piled other things on top of the box that made me feel more solid about my decision. And by that, I mean that I became very pro-abortion out loud, you know, with friends and so forth on campus. And then when I went to graduate school, I volunteered at an abortion clinic. I say I volunteered, forgive me, I got paid. I got paid very generously. And so it was a very attractive job for me. And my job was to describe the procedure to all of the young ladies. I worked there Wednesdays and Saturdays, and there were usually 15 to 20 young people each time. I walked through the procedure, and then I sat with them during the procedure and held their hand, so to speak. It was, again, I thought it made a lot of sense. These poor people didn't want these babies. I had a profound event happen when I was working one of those days when the physician said, would you like to watch? And I thought, well, I guess if they asked me, then I probably should say yes. Why not? And it was horrific. What I witnessed was terrible. And I, again, won't forget those images. Anyway, so that was all before I ever met my husband or even considered having children. But when I did meet my husband at the end of my 20s, I, of course, immediately told him I'd had an abortion because I knew it carried a lot of impact. You're meeting somebody important. And he was really patient and kind. When I got pregnant with my first child is when my whole framework shifted because this was a wanted baby. And boy, the tears flowed and they did not stop for a long time. Every night I'd go to bed when, you know, everything was quiet and it would just all well up. And the gratitude, the shame, the guilt, the fear that the baby wouldn't make it because after all, I don't deserve a baby. And, you know, it was multi-layered, let's say, a lot to sort through. And a friend noticed that I was suffering when we attended a pro-life event in our town. And I was very reluctant to go, but we went and started hearing all these stories from the stage of people who had adopted and had abortions and then adopted and all these stories that come from the pro-life movement. And it shook my world. And it led me, thankfully, to attend a Bible study that was specifically designed to help heal that hurt of abortion. And what I, of course, realized in the midst of the Bible studies that I didn't really know God. I didn't know that what I had experienced was sin, like a lot of other sin, that it could be, you know, covered. And so I had this huge faith journey, but also I experienced forgiveness. Move ahead a little bit, and the story of the abortion clinic in Chattanooga shutting down is one you will be really compelled when you hear it. It's a stunning story of God's work. And my husband and I were sort of involved in all that, and were, you know, privileged to be able to be there when the original building was torn down, and then when it was dedicated to become what it is today. And my plaque went on the wall that day, and it was really profound. So I love that we have a place here in Chattanooga that honors babies who were really real, and they were God's children. And through whatever set of circumstances for each individual and the families, you know, those lives were lost to, in my opinion, traumatic decisions. So that's my story. And it's been so many years, and the healing was really important as far as going on and being, I hope, a good mom who, I trust my instincts. I had to get past some stuff that was in the way of probably being a healthy mom. And thankfully, the Bible study got me along the way. Another really, of course, amazing thing that emerged after some time, we have so many plaques on the wall, and so many stories, and so many people whose lives are being touched. And people come and they leave a letter or a gift for their baby or lost baby or babies. And Wendy and I began to consider putting these things, because they're important that people read them. That means all walks of life, all kinds of stories. Just think yours is the only one, but it's not. And so then we got ourselves to the next step of putting our stories together into this book. So
there it is.
Empty arms.
Yeah.
You want to talk about
where
do you want to take it?
Sure. Ann Caldwell and I are actually related through our husbands, our cousins. So we've known each other quite a while. And then through Bible study, we started talking about what we had in common, which was our pro-life interest in seeing the memorial for the unborn grow and let other people know it's so important. And when you put the letters together, you see how painful abortion is and how difficult it is to talk about. And we just felt like if we could put together stories of forgiveness and the love of Christ, and then add the stories of foster babies, because my husband and I, we got involved because of my sister ran away, got pregnant, and she had a different experience. First was that she came home to tell my parents and then was going to leave, and people that were Christians started reaching out to her and telling her, it's a baby, it's a baby. So it made a huge difference, not only for her, but for us as a family, and then for other people, even came around her and offered her work and crib and clothes. It just was amazing to see how it was back 50 years ago. So it was not something that was done through all the pregnancy centers we have now, but it made a big difference in our lives. So my husband and I decided we needed to work helping to find homes for the babies that women didn't know what to do. So we
were at the beginning of, it was called Choose Life, and then we got so many calls. One weekend we got about seven babies come, and different homes that were working on this, and that's when we decided we needed to contact Bethany Christian Services up in Michigan and Warren another part down here. So together, Ann and I felt like it made a lot of sense to tell the stories of healing after abortion and then tell some of the stories about babies that pro-choice people would say were the ones that should be aborted. We have a story about a baby that was, the mother was raped, and we have one that had cleft lip and was abandoned. Then it was the type of children that weren't easily adopted. And every time God just provided the right family. So it made it such a blessing.
Wow. I'm so grateful for both of you and for your book, Empty Arms to Tell These Stories. You both have been involved with the National Memorial for the Unborn. Tell us about your books.
I was involved years ago. I haven't been involved in years, but I refer to people to it whenever I can. I just feel like it's a holy place. I wish it were in some garden in the wilderness, some serene, but it's not. It's right in the middle where an abortion clinic would be located, which is near a highway, near an airport, near a Sam's Club. It's in the middle of all of it. And it really is sacred ground because a lot of lives were lost right there. But I had a role in the beginning, and of course, the journey always involves raising money to keep it going and the lights on and the grass mowed, and somebody coordinating all the people in need who come and need plaques and so forth. That's Regina. And yeah. But there's been a lot of history through it, and I'm just delighted it survives and it will continue to.
Yes.
So think in your mind about, like, I know this is a different scale, but the Vietnam Memorial, that wall of names, and people just go touch the name and it means so much. It's the same thing. And people's plaques say whatever they want them to say. Mine says, forgive me my trespass, and I named my baby Grace. Some people don't name their babies, some people do. Anyway, and Wendy's been more involved than I have.
I enjoyed fostering the babies, and I held many in my arms, and at night I'd look at them and think, this child is a survivor of a Holocaust, because there is so much abortion. And it was a wonderful blessing to hear. I feel like Mark and Ann really were instigators in getting the wall up and going. And I just wanted to be one of the people on the board to encourage that, because when it was put up in 93, we had adopted a fourth child. We had three birth children, and then our fourth one was a child with special needs. And we knew he was going to be have a lot of problems, but we felt the Lord calling us to do that. And the day that we had the opening ceremony, we were putting roses up at the wall and putting the plaques on, and my little boy was three, and he picked up a stem that didn't have a rose on it, and I thought, now that sort of fits with his mother came to Bethany and said, she did not want parenting, but she wanted a home. So I just have felt like it's really an important ministry. And I felt like my God just took my face and said, okay, quit fostering and now start supporting the women and men that, and grandparents that regret and have such pain that they chose abortion. And it's really been a passion for me.
Oh, we are so grateful for your participation and and the board in the past, and here recently on the advisory board, it's been a real blessing to us. So we're going to bring this to a close, but I wanted to ask you guys what you would like to share with our audience that's listening today. One word that you like to share. Say goodbye.
The thing that comes to my mind is that I think the trauma of abortion still exists, even though it's culturally very accepted now. So if you are a person who is contemplating this or have experienced this, and you're in conflict because your heart is broken, but the world is telling you you did a good thing, or you did, it's fine what you did, it doesn't matter. That conflict is real. And my word to you would be, don't ignore it. Don't pretend it's not there. Don't cover it up with more damage. Take care of it. Get some support. And the National Memorial for the Unborn is a good resource for both getting on that path. So that would be my word.
When we were contemplating the book, I felt like the Holy Spirit told me that it was needed. The book was needed, and he gave me the title of the different sections: "Cries from the Cradle" and "Whispers from the Womb." And so, when we were putting it together in the beginning, we wrote, "This is dedicated to our Heavenly Father." And in Deuteronomy 33:27, it says, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." So he is there holding you. It's a message that has grown much bigger than we thought. We've even had a press conference from Norway come, besides people from Mexico and Belarus, all different parts of the world. It is so important that we just want to encourage you to look at our website and search out maybe a pregnancy support group near you or a church, and get some encouragement and help, knowing that your Heavenly Father loves you very much.
Yeah, where can they find copies of the book?
It's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon. Okay.
And yes, they can contact the memorial.
So. Yes, we do have some copies. So just make sure that you go for Empty Arms. The authors are Wendy Williams and Ann Caldwell. And we want to thank you once again for joining us for this podcast. For those of you who have joined us and given us your time, we want to thank you. For those who have had an abortion or know of someone who has an abortion story, please contact us at office@memorialfortheunborn.org. We would be happy to record your story so that we can share that with the rest of the community.
Can I add one more thing?
Oh, sure.
The Christian Medical and Dental Association chose this book as a resource. So it is something that has been advertised around the world because of the importance that they felt as doctors and nurses to reach out to women.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Yeah.
And again, for your time, we really appreciate it. And just make sure that you go visit our website. It's www.memorialfortheunborn.org. There you will find more information and resources that will be of help to you. And you'll be able to take a look at our virtual wall. So for those who cannot come to visit in person to the actual wall, there is a virtual wall, and you can view the nameplates and see some of the inscriptions there. And we would be happy for you to be able to do that again.
30th year this past year.
We celebrated our 30th anniversary this year. So we're grateful for what the Lord has done in redeeming this property for honoring children that have been lost to abortion, because over 35,000 babies lost their lives there. So thank you again for joining us today. And again, if you have a story, we would love to share that story, and you can contact us at office@memorialfortheunborn.org. Thank you again.